Addicted to Mediocrity by Frankie Schaefer. Introduction. Whenever Christians, and evangelicals in particular, have attempted to reach the world through the media, TV, film, publishing, and so on, the thinking public gets the firm idea that, like soup in a bad restaurant, Christians' brains are better left unstirred. The reasons for this unfortunate state of affairs are several. This book does not attempt to deal with all of them. However, in this small volume, I have pinpointed one particular area which has had an outsized influence on our ability as Christians to communicate to the world around us, and more important, our ability to truly enjoy God and our fellow human beings. This is the area of appreciation, activity, thought, and action, which I will loosely describe as the arts. By the arts, I do not mean only the high arts, but all the range of human expression, from the way we decorate our homes all the way to Michelangelo's David, from the most humbly penned letter to the writing of William Shakespeare. As Christians, we often speak of men being made in God's image. This formula remains a set of words until given further meaning and definition. If there is one area that surely sets man clearly apart from the rest of the animal kingdom and gives meaning to these words, made in the image of God, it is the area of creativity, the capacity to enjoy beauty, to communicate artistically and through abstract ideas. The area of creativity, therefore, is no minor footnote to the Christian life, but is an essential. The trouble is, much of the church, for reasons herein described, have forgotten how central this part of our life is, and have therefore wound up poverty-stricken in the enjoyment of themselves, their fellow human beings, and above all, God Himself.